What are you doing way down here?
Way down where?
You're one landing downstairs from the Cave of the Ancients. I kept trying to get up. Muscle by muscle, my body gradually yielded to my will. I looked around, vision foggy. Suvern and Master Centaraxita were still asleep. Swan said,
"They were tired, guaranteed. I heard you snoring all the way up in the cave."
Twinge of fear. "Where's Tobo?"
"He went on up top."
"Everyone went."
"I made them go. I stayed in case."
"The crow told me not to come down. But what's one landing? You think you can get moving again? I can't carry anybody. I can barely keep going myself."
"I can manage one flight, up to the cave. That's far enough for now."
"The cave?"
"I still have something to do there."
"Are you sure you want to go out of your way?"
"I'm sure, Willow." I could tell it was a matter of life or death. For a whole world. Or maybe for multiple worlds. But why be melodramatic?
"Can you get these two moving again, and headed toward the top?"
I did not think Master Centaraxita could bear seeing what I intended to do next.
"I'll get them moving. But I'm sticking with you."
"That won't be necessary."
"Yes, it will. You can hardly stand up."
"I'll work it out."
"You go right ahead and talk. It'll get the kinks out of your jaw. But I'm staying."
I stared at him hard for some time. He did not back down. Neither did he betray any motive but concern for a brother he suspected of failing to be in her right mind. I closed my eyes for half a minute, then opened them to peer down the stairs. God was listening.
Swan was working on Suvern. The Shadowlander officer had his eyes open, but seemed unable to move. He murmured,
"I must be alive, otherwise I wouldn't hurt so much."
Panic flooded his eyes.
"Did we get away?"
I said, "We're getting away. We've still got a long way to climb."
"Goblin's dead," Swan said. "The crow told me when it came up to get something to eat."
"Where is that thing?"
"Down there, watching."
I felt a chill. Paranoia touched me. There had been a connection between Lady and Kina ever since Narayan Singh and Kina had used Lady as a vessel to produce the Daughter of Night. That had created a connection Lady had hammered into place cleverly, unbreakably, so that she could steal power from the goddess indefinitely.
"Forgive me, O Lord. Drive these infidel thoughts from my heart."
Swan said,
"Huh?"
"Nothing. Part of the ongoing dialogue between me and my God."
"Suvern, sweetie, you ready to do some jumping jacks?"
Suvern offered me an old-fashioned storm cloud glower.
"Smack her, Swan. At a time like this, Tearful ought to be against the laws of heaven and earth."